Well, good morning. I'm out in the garden. It's 8 a.m. in Southern California. That'd be the USA. And I live right around Disneyland in Anaheim. But I thought, I'm going to come outside because for the last few days, we have had the very rare privilege and honor of having rain bestowed on our garden. Anyway, I just got up and I thought, I'm going to go outside for a beautiful morning look at the garden. I was just reading an article from someone on my Facebook, and it says, how many calories do you burn out in the garden? Of course, I can't remember everything specifically, but the one I did remember was you burn 185 calories with a half hour of weeding. So I'm looking around my garden this morning, and I probably have a good hour of weeding right here in this little area I'm looking at. I've got a bougainvillea, a double delight rose, some ferns, geraniums, a kale that is flowered, because I wasn't going to eat the ornamental kale. It's a white ornamental kale that's flowered. I wasn't going to eat it, but once it flowered, I thought, oh, this is pretty. I'll just leave it. And it's kind of pretty when it flowers. But it's done flowering now, and it's going to come up. The white leaves on an ornamental kale are just spectacular, I think. And let's see, what do I have here? Over here, I have a early navel orange. It says early ripening navel orange produces quality fruit 2 or 3 weeks before the Washington navel. Large fruit is deep orange in color, seedless and easy to peel. Fruit is juicy, rich, and in flavor. Rich in flavor. Harvest period is October to February. Oh, well, in that case, not getting any this year. Small, medium tree with round shape produces fruit at an early age. Good choice when frost is concerned. Well, I don't know why I bought it at my local thing, because there hardly is ever any frost here. Mostly just nice weather. I love Southern California. But this... oh my gosh, the first flower on my orange tree is there right now. That is very cool. But it hasn't gotten very big since I planted it like a year or two ago. Now over here I have another orange. And this is a Washington navel. Let me move this chair to get back in here. This is a Washington navel. Now what I did, probably big mistake. There it is, down there. I put a... I hate reaching underneath something. Oh, this is a... I put this on a north wall. That was my big mistake, I was going to say. And I don't know if that was a good idea, but it seems to be doing okay now. This is a Taroco Blood Orange. And T-A-R-O-C-C-O. Taroco Blood Orange. And this mid-season variety is popular in Italy. Medium-large fruit. I've never heard of it, actually. Medium-large fruit has orange exterior with red blush and deep orange to red flesh. Internal color varies with climate. Juicy fruit has sweet, distinctive flavor and few seeds. The fruit ripens February to May. Medium-sized tree with open growth makes ideal espalier. And that was my intention. However... I kind of let it down on that. I guess I still could. And what that means is, you know, you train it so it grows up along a wall. One thing goes out that way, one thing goes out that way. And I think that's what I'm going to do. Except the wall is a north-facing wall, so I thought, well, maybe not. Maybe it just needs to grow taller. But, okay, let's go over here to the tomatoes. Four tomatoes. I planted them with the one that's going to bloom first on one end to the longest taking time to bloom on the other end. This is an the earliest one's this way, and the longest one's that way. Okay. The early girl is 50 days, and it is now about up to my... I would say up to my hip, and I'm 5'2", so And it's about as wide as my hip, come to think of it. But it's got some nice tomatoes already, right down at the very beginning there, at the bottom of it. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 tomatoes on it already. Well, flowers and tomatoes. Well, I guess I can't count them as tomatoes. This one is a, what is this called? This is a better boy. This time I decided to get just normal, what do you call it, tomatoes, because I got all into fancy ones last time and did not have a, hey, don't dig in my garden. Bad dog, bad dog. No, no. Jean gives them those little leather bone things to chew on, and then they come out here and dig and put them in my garden. I don't give those to him. He'll go out and dig in my garden. He says, well, they're good for their teeth. And I go, no, but I don't care if they're good for their teeth. I'll brush their teeth. That's better. Anyway, then I've got a yellow pear tomato, and you know what? They're pretty much all three the same size, and they all have flowers on them. So much for that idea of blooming. Yellow pear, they have less acid in them, so it's going to be really good, really good. And then finally is a red beefsteak. Now those get big, and they have flowers on them too, but they're supposed to take like, let's see, how long is it supposed to take? Boy, they sure love my compost I put on here. Oh, I just realized it was an indeterminate. 90 days, fruit size large. Everybody knows about beefsteak. So, I don't know, why did I think it wasn't an indeterminate, but I think all of these are here. We got, yep, that one's the yellow pear is indeterminate, and that means it grows as tall as it wants. Never stops. Its growth is not determinated by anybody. Just hope it doesn't get terminated by the weather. Now I have a raspberry here, and I still haven't planted. I planted my Thompson grapes, but I have not planted my raspberry. So that's going to be one of the things I'm really going to decide this morning. I got some decisions to make about the garden, because I have to get my beans in. Well, that has been a long time talking about my garden. I can't believe it. I just talked 7 minutes. Only a person into gardening would understand my passion for gardening. I just love it. Talk to you later. Bye.